candidacy was endorsed by the NRA.
We are going to protect your Second Amendment 100%.
Then Trump launches into the first of his attacks on Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
As you know, crooked Hillary Clinton wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. That's not going to happen, so just remember that.
Other familiar issues from the campaign trail include criticism of NAFTA, the refugee crisis, and illegal immigration. Trump says that southern border is also allowing illegal drugs like meth to reach Billings.
According to the Department of Justice, methamphetamine seizures have increased along the southwest border. Surprise, surprise. So, you know, that's a pretty sad number. So it's coming in through the border, and as far up as you are, you have the border and the stuff is pouring in.
Before Trump took the stage at Rimrock Auto Arena at Metro Park, he held a brief fundraiser meet and greet and a separate roundtable discussion with big donors. State Senator Ed Buttrey attended the fundraiser. Like Trump, the Republican from Great Falls has been the target of conservative Republicans. During the 2015 legislative session, for example, Buttrey was attacked for spearheading Montana's version of Medicaid expansion. Besides being an issue opposed by conservative Republicans, a key backer was a Democratic governor, Steve Bullock. Buttrey says what the Trump phenomenon has shown is people are tired of the party establishment.
And I think what the Republican Party needs to get back to, which we're seeing in Donald Trump, is, hey, let's move the ball forward. Let's come up with some solutions. You know, being a Republican or being conservative doesn't mean that you are in lockstep with everybody else. It means we're thinking of creative ways to take the country forward.
Buttrey says he didn't start out as a Trump supporter, but now that the New York businessman is the GOP presidential nominee, he will back Trump. Buttrey is one of Montana's national delegates to this summer's Republican National Convention. As for Trump, his campaign left Billings for events in California. Both states hold their primaries June 7th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.